In the collect for this morning's Holy Mass, we ask God to kindle our faith. And indeed, the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, which we ponder now for the 50 days of this Easter season, is a mystery of faith. And that theological virtue of faith is something that our Lord desires to deepen in us in this Easter season. Faith is a word that is often misunderstood. Sometimes we speak of faith as really the opposite of certainty, as though when we can't know something, we should simply have faith. Or we speak about faith even as merely an emotion, a feeling. Or we say things like, seeing is believing, but then also speak about blind faith. All of this is rather confused, and really, not at all what truly Christian faith is. For we believe that our faith as Christians is certain and firm, true knowledge. Knowledge not acquired by seeing, but true knowledge nonetheless. Defined simply, faith is assenting to something, accepting something as true, based on the authority of another. When we believe something by faith, we don't necessarily see it for ourselves, but we accept it nonetheless as true because someone we trust tells us so. So I, for example, have no recollection of my birth, but I know that I was born at St. Anthony's Hospital. I know this because my parents have told me so, and I trust them. I believe what they tell me. The resurrection of Christ is a mystery of faith, because none of us were around to witness it. But there were witnesses present who saw him risen in the flesh, and we accept this as true because we trust these witnesses. Witnesses like St. Mary Magdalene and the other holy women. Witnesses like the apostles, whom we heard in the gospel today, saw him and believed. When you think about it, though, St. Mary Magdalene and the apostles, even they aren't the direct witnesses for us to this truth, because we don't converse with St. Mary Magdalene and the apostles. They were the first witnesses, but really, it was the church that Christ founded to whom this truth was entrusted. It was the church to whom he entrusted all of the truth that he had come to reveal. In the gospel, he said to his apostles, "As the Father has sent me, so I send you." They were the first priests and bishops of his church. And we believe that now down through the generations, an unbroken succession, the successors of the apostles, our Pope and our bishops, are entrusted as the witnesses to these truths. And we're called to listen to them and to put our faith in what they teach us. We were told in the first reading today from the Acts of the Apostles that the early Christians did precisely this. They devoted themselves to the teaching of the apostles. These men had a particular office in the church, and so too do their successors. Our Lord entrusted to them the fullness of revelation, the entire deposit of faith, to be handed down from generation to generation, so that God's holy people could give their assent, could devote themselves to that teaching of the apostles. That's all well and good when it comes to accepting truths like the resurrection or the gift of divine mercy, which we celebrate on this Divine Mercy Sunday. But there are also more difficult teachings of the apostles that challenge us, are there not? Teachings that it's quite so easy to put our faith in, ones that are countercultural or that call us to conversion, to sacrifice? What about the Sunday obligation or the need for confession or the reality of purgatory or everything the church teaches about human sexuality, teachings on contraception, homosexuality, gender? Do we accept these teachings on faith? Do we devote ourselves to these teachings of the apostles? We could easily just say, well, these are things that came along later. Those are man-made traditions that I don't really have to follow. But that way of thinking is rather dangerous, because it easily becomes a slippery slope. Where do my doubts end? When we think that way, ultimately we become the ones who determine the truth. We decide for ourselves what we do and do not have to follow, and before long, rather than being formed and shaped by faith, rather than being formed and shaped into the image and likeness of God, we recreate God in our own image and likeness. We make God to be what we want him to be, rather than what he is. Our faith, in many instances, is a great consolation, but it's also a great challenge. Faith isn't always so easy. It's easier to reject than to accept those difficult teachings of the apostles. And that's why we pray that God would kindle faith in our souls, because we need him by his grace to strengthen us, to help us to cling to Christ and to his church, even when they call us to sacrifice and self-denial, to trust that what they teach is true and is for our good. It's a great privilege that we have as Catholics, that our faith rests on this unbroken succession, this unbroken line of bishops that traces its lineage all the way back to the first apostles, the men in that upper room who saw Christ risen from the dead, who even touched the nail marks in his hands and the wound in his side. Devoting ourselves to the teaching of the apostles is not always easy, but we haven't been called to easiness of life. We've been called to holiness of life. So we ask our Lord today in this Holy Mass to strengthen our faith so that we might be worthy of the blessedness spoken of by Christ to St. Thomas when he said, "Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." St. Gerard Majella, pray for us.